The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines, and let's jump right in with this one from Woman's Day. Save a Veteran's Life. In honor of Donate Life Month, which is April, we're spotlighting Dove, a nonprofit that helps to match living kidney donors with veterans in need and facilitate transplants. Amanda, who is pictured here, recently donated a kidney to Jesus, a veteran who served for 27 years. I lost my sister and my dad, a veteran, to chronic disease. This was the most fulfilling way to honor them, says Amanda. Learn more about becoming a donor at dovetransplant.org. That's dovetransplant.org. From Real Simple, My Simple Realization, Music Transcends Time and Distance. Plucking a zither for a crowd of strangers on a city sidewalk, Chelsea Lynn feels tied to her roots nearly 8,000 miles away. As a kid, I wasn't interested in sci-fi or supernatural powers. I was a fan of the Monkey King and Cavalier with White Eyebrows, the ballads Wolf Wagon performed in his rattan chair. My Wagong, maternal grandfather in Mandarin, was a musical storyteller who played the erhu and guzheng, Chinese instruments that supplemented his folk tales about mischievous animals and noble heroes. As his assistant, I learned guzheng techniques and performed alongside him. However, when I was 12, Mama and I moved to New York City from Xiamen, China, and things changed. My interest in Chinese arts faded as my classes and extracurricular activities monopolized my time. In 2020, Wei Gong passed away abruptly. I hadn't seen him in more than 5 years, and Mama and I couldn't even attend his funeral in China due to our immigration status at the time. The 7,900 miles between us numbed the realization that Wei Gong was gone forever, and I buried my grief under piles of homework. When I found my guzheng gathering dust in the attic, guilt tapped me on the shoulder. Wei Gong loved traditional instruments and how each note communicated centuries of Chinese history. It was now up to me to continue his legacy, and so I do. By the time I set up the guzheng at a park in Queens, a crowd had gathered, intrigued by the elegance of the hanfu, the embroidered silk garment I wore for the performance. With an awkward grin behind my mask, I wrapped the bamboo plectra, the guzheng's picks, around my sweaty fingers. Instead of performing to the friendly faces of neighbors like I had as a child back in China, I was in front of a crowd of strangers who might be hearing traditional Chinese music for the first time. I took a deep breath, letting my fingers run smoothly down the 21 strings. Wei Gong used to say music transcends time and distance. At that moment, I finally understood what he meant. With every note, I was transported to his backyard. It was as if Wei Gong were still sitting next to me, singing stories and occasionally giving me a smile and nod. Applause for my performances cannot ease my regret about not spending more time with Wei Gong, but my audience's respect for Chinese culture gives me hope that misconceptions toward Asians can be overcome. In light of the rise of anti-Asian hate crimes during the pandemic, I hope my music provides some comfort to fellow Asian Americans while creating a cozy corner for cultural appreciation on the streets and in the parks of New York City. Though the pandemic took away my chance of seeing Wei Gong again, performing the guzheng lets me keep his stories alive. In a country unfamiliar with classic Chinese instruments, I own a momentous stage. And this by Chelsea Lin, a freshman at USC Marshall School of Business, a third-year mentee at Girls Right Now, and a lover of instant noodles. From Better Homes and Gardens, we've packed in the greenifying ideas with an eye on practical projects that are both effective and doable to celebrate Earth Day. All that's left is to pick one or a few and get the sustainability ball rolling. The backstory, the first Earth Day in 1970 focused on air and water pollution. The 2022 theme, invest in our planet. So Earth Day is actually April 22nd. An Earth Day challenge. Go the day or the whole week if you like or can. Waste free. What you can't recycle or reuse, set aside to see how much you regularly discard and see if you're surprised. Plants, toys, let's see, share and share alike. Enter the circular economy with a friendly swap meet. The key to enthusiastic participation? Choose a category that matters to your pals. And they're showing books, plants, toys, books, clothes. So good. And they're spelling so, S-O-W. Get a bulk bag of native seeds. Package up a handful and pass them out. How? Fold up that supermarket circular or reuse old envelopes. The 30-day challenge, April 1st through 30th. Of course, we're midway here. Join Team BH&G, Better Homes and Gardens, at earthmonth.ecochallenge.org. You'll get ideas for how and why to shift to more earth-friendly habits and reminders to keep you motivated. Adopt a street. It doesn't have to be official. Just take ownership of your favorite walking routes and tidy up as you rove. And last, movie night, a low-stakes way to get in the eco spirit. Here are some suggestions. Wall-E, not just for kids. March of the Penguins. And My Octopus Teacher for animal lovers. And An Inconvenient Truth for a primer that holds up. From Real Simple, The Helpful Mind, Overcome the Overwhelm. If home life has you tired and wired, here's how to step away from the stress. Is it the cultural moment? How long will this pandemic stretch on? Is it the time of year? Is this real life or is it Groundhog Day? These are the kinds of questions that may be running through your brain on a loop, and the effect can be a feeling of listlessness. Sociologist Corey L. M. Keyes coined the term languishing for the space that exists between depression and flourishing. It is a nebulous middle and meh ground. A draining blend of stagnation, exhaustion, and anxiety that can take hold of us no matter our occupation. Parents, caregivers, and nine-to-fivers can all begin to short-circuit. But with these insights from professionals, you can set the mental reset button for your home life. First, rule out professional burnout. A lot of us interchange terms like burnout and exhaustion, but there's an important difference between them. Technically, burnout usually pertains to work. Ordinary tiredness, boredom, and stress may result from limited time and energy. It's easy to equate burnout and exhaustion, says Jonathan Malisik, author of The End of Burnout. I'll spell his last name, M-A-L-E-S-I-C. But if you can take a break from a task and come back feeling energized, then what you had wasn't burnout. Once you identify whether you're burned out at work or overwhelmed at home, or quite possibly both, pinpoint the tasks that sap your energy or inspire the most dread. Being aware of your personal stressors can help you determine what needs to change on your to-do list. Next, audit your to-do list. Sometimes those frazzled feelings are a byproduct of good luck. You have everything your heart desired. Spouse, kids, home. A car not held together with duct tape. But now you also have to take care of them on a daily, hourly, and minute-by-minute basis. But here's the thing. You can do less. Step away from the idea that everything can be accomplished, says Cal Newport, author of Deep Work. Take laundry. Do you really need to tackle 3 loads? Or can you wash one and save the folding for the following morning? Granted, some home tasks, especially those involving caring for and feeding kids, are non-negotiable, but you can still make them less stressful. For instance, if packing lunches feels like your daily dose of torment, let your kids buy school lunch, if your budget allows, or have them pack it on their own. Try breaking down your to-do list into what you can and maybe even want to do, what you can delegate, and what doesn't need to get done at all. Invest in your social life. When you're wiped out, your social life is often the first thing to go. But receiving support from others is the very thing that will replenish you. Social connection is a highly effective and often underused tool to help combat burnout and stagnation. When you're fatigued, consider carving out time for a quick video chat or coffee break with a neighbor. Regular connection and laughter remind you you're not alone, says Sherry Gonzalez-Ziegler, Ph.D., a therapist and the author of Mommy Burnout. Her last name, Ziegler, Ziegler. Research shows that when you expand your inner circle of friends, you can combat anxiety better. Having a trusted crew of confidants boosts your overall mental health, strengthens your immune system, and helps alleviate the effects of emotional distress, studies have found. Insert yourself into a community, like a book club or a place of worship, Ziegler says. If one doesn't exist locally, create your own community with like-minded friends, and more connections will come. Commit to 20 minutes of daily movement. Yes, it may be the last thing you want to do, but a walk or bike ride can help you snap out of a funk, and you will feel so good when it's over. Sleep, water, and nutrition are important, but you have to get outside and away from whatever is zapping your energy, says Ziegler, who argues that very few weather conditions truly inhibit you from grabbing a little fresh air. Stop telling yourself you'll exercise as soon as you catch up on work. Just get up and move for 5 to 10 minutes, 5 days a week. If you're already active, don't rely solely on your sweat sessions at the gym. It's important to move throughout the day, no matter how many minutes you clock in during a single fitness class, Ziegler says. And last, avoid the social media numb out. Those quick TikTok hits, a dance routine, 3 cat videos, and a viral pasta recipe might feel like a necessary brain break, but they can be quite the opposite. We often walk away from a social media binge feeling frustrated, knowing that those well-intentioned breaks led to wasted time. Rather than always scrolling during moments of boredom, Ziegler suggests giving your mind a tiny vacation in the form of a silent rest, far from your smartphone. The silence will help you feel focused, and quiet time helps you cope with mental fatigue. I set my phone's timer, turn off tech distractions, and sit down for a passive break, Ziegler says of her own at-home rest reset ritual. Mental rest is part of the productivity equation. Start small by carving out 2 5-minute breaks in your daily schedule. From Woman's Day, the wreath of the month is not a wreath. This is a door decoration made from a small umbrella filled with flowers. It's called Flower Shower. Our umbrella door decor has you covered rain or shine. And you can make it yourself. Gather your supplies, a kid's umbrella, faux flowers and greenery, wire cutters, and ribbon. Fill the inside of the umbrella, which it's still closed pretty much, but you know how the edges always flop open. You've got it handle side sticking up, and then you have plenty of room, almost like pockets, to slide in flowers and greenery. So fill the inside of the umbrella with flowers and greenery. Trim ends as needed using the wire cutters. Then tie a ribbon around the middle of the umbrella to keep everything in place. And then you just use the handle to hang it by with a nail or a wreath hanger on your door. It actually looks quite lovely and so simple. From Good Housekeeping, 3 myths about super nutrients. Vitamin B12, magnesium, and the spice turmeric are 3 of my favorite trendy food compounds because they have multiple benefits and it's easy to incorporate them into your diet. That said, no single ingredient or nutrient found in food can work miracles, and a lot of the coverage of these three gets oversimplified. Below are the facts so you'll know what to expect. The buzz. You can pop some vitamin B12 for a quick energy boost. The real story? Not unless you're deficient in it. Vitamin B12 is involved in many functions in the body, and common signs of deficiency include fatigue, anemia, and tingling and numbness in hands and feet, which is why a supplement can make someone who isn't getting enough B12 feel better. It's also found in fish, poultry, meat, eggs, and dairy, so vegans or vegetarians might not get enough without pills. Deficiency can also occur in people over 50 because absorption often becomes less efficient with age. The takeaway, if you're on a plant-based diet and or over age 50, get your vitamin B12 levels checked periodically. Good food sources include dairy and fortified plant milk, fortified nutritional yeast, it tastes nice and cheesy on popcorn, and Good Housekeeping Nutritionist approved Eggland's Best cage-free eggs. The buzz, magnesium supplements eliminate muscle cramps, cures anxiety, and prevent insomnia. The real story? It's possible, we simply don't know. The mineral magnesium is responsible for many important cell functions in the body. While it has been touted by some experts as helpful for alleviating cramps, anxiety, and insomnia, more scientific evidence is needed to support these claims. There is some research, however, that indicates that magnesium supplementation may help improve insomnia in elderly people. The takeaway? Incorporate more foods into your diet that are rich in magnesium, like pumpkin seeds, roasted nuts, black beans, cooked spinach, salmon, oatmeal, avocado, and dark chocolate that's 70% cacao or higher. Taking excessive amounts in supplements could cause diarrhea, though, or in extreme cases, heart problems. And the last one, the buzz, turmeric, can replace anti-inflammatories like aspirin and other NSAIDs. NSAID means non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. The real story? Curcumin, derived from the turmeric root, is the active compound in this spice, and it does have anti-inflammatory benefits, which is why some doctors suggest it for arthritis. But right now, research doesn't back the idea of subbing the spice for aspirin or other NSAIDs. That's because it likely would be difficult to get enough curcumin through food alone for it to be as effective as these medications, and the jury is still out on the safety of taking massive amounts of supplements, which generally are not regulated by the FDA. The takeaway? Turmeric is good for you, and it is best absorbed when you combine it with healthy fats and black pepper. Add some to your egg scramble, a smoothie, or your favorite chicken curry recipe, or whip up a turmeric latte. From Real Simple, who knew? Help your fragrance last. If you've ever watched your mom or Nana put on perfume, chances are she dabbed it on her wrist and rubbed it in. Little did she know, rubbing your wrists together can actually ruin the top notes, the scents that dominate right after you spritz. Instead, try lightly pressing the perfume to help preserve the integrity of the aroma. One of the best places to diffuse fragrance is your hair, thanks to its movement and natural moisture. Spray perfume onto a brush, then apply to your locks. Fragrance tends to fizzle on dry skin, so prime your application spots with an unscented moisturizer or body lotion. If you put fragrance on your skin and then pile on a few layers of clothes, it may be harder to catch wind of it. Instead, spray your sleeves or collar. As long as you launder the clothing regularly, a little perfume shouldn't damage it. Parfum and eau de parfum contain more concentrated fragrance. Bottles marked eau de toilette are more diluted with alcohol, so you can spray more liberally. And never leave your bottles in direct sunlight. They may look cute next to your succulents, but sun and heat can degrade fragrance. Keep your scents in a cool place, like a vanity drawer or cabinet, and they could last for years. From Real Simple, French onion casserole. Active time is 35 minutes, total time an hour, and it serves 8. We need cooking spray, 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 large sweet onions thinly sliced, about 7 cups, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt divided, 2 teaspoons apple cider vinegar, 2.5 cups heavy cream, 2 cups unsalted vegetable stock, 1 16-ounce package of penne rigate or ziti pasta, 1.5 tablespoons Worcestershire sauce, 1/8 of a teaspoon ground nutmeg, 1 medium clove garlic grated, 12 ounces aged Gruyere cheese shredded, about 3 cups divided, 4 ounces sharp white cheddar cheese shredded, about a cup divided, and 1 tablespoon fresh thyme leaves. Preheat oven to 350 with 1 rack in the center of the oven and 1 rack 6 inches from the heat. Lightly coat a 13 by 9 inch broiler safe baking dish with cooking spray. Heat oil in a large skillet over medium high. Add onions and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Cook, stirring occasionally until onions begin to soften, about 5 minutes. Reduce heat to medium. Cook, stirring occasionally until onions are deep golden brown and jammy, 15 to 18 minutes. Add 1/4 cup of water at a time if the onions start to burn. Remove from heat and stir in the vinegar. Meanwhile, add cream and stock to a medium saucepan. Bring to a simmer over medium-high. Add pasta. Simmer, stirring occasionally until just al dente, 8 to 10 minutes. Stir in the Worcestershire sauce, nutmeg, garlic, and remaining 1 teaspoon salt. Remove from heat. Add 2.5 cups Gruyere and 1/2 cup cheddar, a handful at a time, stirring until melted between additions. Stir 1/2 of the caramelized onions into the pasta mixture. Transfer to prepared baking dish and top with remaining caramelized onions. Sprinkle with remaining 1/2 cup each Gruyere and cheddar. Bake on center rack until bubbly, about 20 minutes. Transfer baking dish to top rack and increase oven temperature to a broil. Broil until cheese is golden brown, about 3 minutes. Remove from oven and sprinkle with thyme. Let cool for 10 minutes before serving. From Woman's Day, sheet pan shrimp and zoodles. That's with a Z. Active time 10 minutes. Total is 25 and it serves 4. We need 1.5 pounds spiralized zucchini, 2 tablespoons olive oil divided, kosher salt and pepper, 20 large peeled and deveined shrimp, 4 scallions thinly sliced, 4 cloves of garlic thinly sliced, 1 small red chili thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons dry white wine, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, 4 ounces of feta cheese crumbled. Heat oven to 475. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss zucchini with 1 tablespoon oil and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Arrange in an even layer and roast 6 minutes. Meanwhile, in large bowl, toss shrimp, scallions, garlic, and chili with wine, lemon juice, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Scatter shrimp over zucchini, drizzle with the remaining oil, and sprinkle with feta. Roast until shrimp are opaque throughout, 5 to 7 minutes. And a kitchen test kitchen tip, if you don't have a spiralizer, look for spiralized vegetables in the refrigerated or frozen aisle of your local market. From Good Housekeeping, a comfort classic, grilled cheese 4 ways. And they're just showing 4 different ways to do grilled cheese. First, classic is just American cheese in between your breads. Next, whole grain mustard plus seared sliced andouille sausage plus sliced cornichons and Gruyere cheese. Next, softened cream cheese plus chopped broiled jalapenos plus finely chopped scallion plus lemon zest and extra sharp cheddar as your cheese. And last, mango chutney plus roasted red onion tossed with lime juice plus Munster cheese. You don't hear a lot about using Munster. And a secret schmear, it says to ace a crisp golden brown crust on the griddled sandwich, spread mayo instead of butter on the outside of the bread. I can attest that that works. That's the way my husband makes it. And from Martha Stewart Living, a couple of book picks for us. Buckle in for Armchair Adventures and a Smoking Hot Cookbook called Africa, the Fashion Continent by Emmanuel Correges. I'm going to spell it Courreges. It celebrates designers, artisans, and other creatives who help give the land its vibrant style. Next, In the Margins is the title of the book. Collects four essays by Elena Ferrante, Ferrante, who waxes brilliant on the challenge for women authors to undo centuries of silencing and her belief that every narrative should include within itself the adventure of its writing. Novelist Anne Tyler's book, and it's T-Y-L-E-R, French Braid, follows the Garrett family on their first and last family vacation, a 1959 road trip, and tracks them all the way to the current pandemic. And the book The Wok, W-O-K, by New York Times food columnist J. Kenzie Lopez-Alt, that's L-O-P-E-Z-A-L-T, serves more than 200 recipes for the do-it-all pan, from velvety breakfasts, such as creamy layered Whampoa scrambled eggs, to vegan lunches such as stir-fried kombucha squash with sake and miso, to dynamic dinners such as pepper steak. From Good Housekeeping, ask a cybersecurity expert secrets to a hack-free home. Safeguards are needed to keep intruders out of your connected devices. Are smart speakers always listening? Answer, Alexa is listening all the time, but so is your smartphone. We give up some privacy when we bring these connected gadgets into our lives. The key is following the best cybersecurity practices. Start by creating a strong, unique password for each device. I recommend using a password manager like Dashlane. Never keep passwords on your computer. How do I keep my computer safe? The best thing you can do is called segmentation, creating one network for your computer and a separate guest network for your smart home devices. That way, even if someone hacks into your Wi-Fi connected camera or doorbell, they can't access your computer. Segmentation is easy to do with most new routers. Check the user manual for instructions. How often should my Wi-Fi be upgraded? Generally speaking, good cyber hygiene is to replace any network hardware at least every 5 years. And as you can hear, we are out of time. For Ladies Magazines, we hope you've listened. You be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. For questions and comments, call us 919-832-5138.